Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama is dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. All right, welcome to hour number two, where we generally have the ladies' lounge, but if you missed hour one with Bernie Kerik and the bouncing Twitter, red communist Twitter, we can get all to that again. Go get the podcast. You want the audio version, SoundCloud.com, iTunes.com. We are going to figure out a way, because we totally, boofed the pooch tonight. We are going to figure out a way to get this on YouTube and Twitter and so forth, et cetera, as we go through the rest of the evening. I know. Kev, you were suspended from Twitter. I know, but Radio Night Live wasn't. I'm just saying. There might still be a way to, invade the tweet space. And I don't even care at this point. Let the communist Jack Dorsey, whatever his name is. By the way, he looks like some sort of homeless person that's been douched in a toilet a few times, like ka-chung, ka-chung, ka-chung. Then he raises up and is like, this is the kind of like disgustingness that he seems to enjoy living in now. I don't know. Anyway, glad to have you with us. 888-340-3373. The president has been deplatformed. 35% of his supporters, who were the most influential, have also been deplatformed. In protest, Rush Limbaugh, Mark Levin, Lou Dobbs, a number of other people said, we're going to voluntarily deplatform from Twitter. And if little old Kevin McCullough, who only had 150,000 followers at the end of the year, had delivered 210 million impressions to their little sandbox party there, I can't even begin to imagine what the amount of traffic that Rush Limbaugh and Donald Trump and Lou Dobbs and Mark Levin had all had, and they are all gone. Friends, if you've got Twitter stock tonight, if Twitter is in your portfolio, sell that crud. Get rid of it. Dump it. Send it elsewhere. Twitter is a burning barn that is about to light the crops on fire. This is a disaster. And Jack needs to know it. Jack don't know Jack. More or less. So, guys, which caller do I have? Okay, I've still got line one. All right, let's go to Louisville, because I promised we would get to Naz at the end of the last hour, and Naz is with us, calling from Louisville, Kentucky, listening to the great AM 970, The Answer, there in Louisville, Kentucky. We also happen to have an AM 970, The Answer, in New York City. It is my flagship. I am live weeknights at 7 with a weeknight version of Radio Night Live. You can join me then. But, Naz, welcome. Glad you're here. What are your thoughts about where we stand right now, this Saturday night, following the electors being certified this week?
Well, I don't really see the president currently being, in your terms, the platform. I mean, he has an Oval Office. He has 1,000 video cameras on him at all times. He can say anything that he wants to the world at any moment.
That doesn't mean that they're gonna allow it to be seen.
Well, that's the thing about it. See, the FCC, they got rules. There's certain things that you cannot say on radio and on TV. It's been that way since the beginning of the time. Twitter and Facebook are no different than any of those entities. They set their own rules. They set their own policies. And if you violate this, depending on how big your platform is, depending on how small it is, depending on the algorithm, when they finally find you and they catch you, you're going to get a notice. They're going to tell you about what's going on. YouTube has the same policies and procedures. They are no different than the FCC or anybody else on the radio or on TV. So for him to say he got deplatformed Well, if you violate the policies, that's the rule.
What policy? Naz. What policy did the president violate?
Inciting violence.
Wait. Stop. Stop. Stop.
It's true.
Stop. Tell the truth and shame the devil, Naz. Come on. Be an honest young man. No, you stop it. Stop it. Stop. Stop. Where did he encourage violence? He said what expressly that said he wanted to see violence?
When he's telling people to support him and come out there. And
you lying little piece of no good nothing.
What?
Yeah, you.
Come on, man. Look. Well, see, that's the thing about you. You sound like Donald Trump right now.
What did he say?
If you don't get what you... Donald Trump has been lying since he's been alive, dude.
Well, you lied to my call screener. You lied to my call screener.
That's true. I proved it to you.
Thank you. Thank you for admitting that you lied. Good night. See ya. Bye. Let me deal with that. Let me deal with that little no good nothing who's probably living off his mother's welfare check. What did Donald Trump say that encouraged violence? This is what Twitter said he said, and I'm familiar with that argument. They said that when he said that he loved all of the people that were there to support him, that was in some way advocating that the violence happen. That was Twitter's explanation. When they said that he said he's not going to the inauguration, and I interpreted that as he knows that there's a lot of controversy around it, he figures it would be less controversial if he didn't come, he decided not to go. Do you know how Twitter interpreted that? Do you know how the idiot at the head of Twitter, Jack Toilet Bowl Dorsey, interpreted that? When Donald Trump said, I don't want to be a confusing, controversial figure, I'm just going to not go. Mike Pence will go in my place and represent the administration that is outgoing in the inauguration of Joe Biden. Do you know how Jack Dorsey interpreted that? Jack Dorsey and all of his little Chinese minions that are running his algorithms for Twitter, they interpreted it as Donald Trump giving some sort of like silent signal for people to go do violence at the inauguration. That's how stupid and insane this is. Donald Trump has never once okayed, given a thumbs up to, winked at anybody to perform violence in any shape, fashion, or form to the people that he's opposing. But Twitter interpreted him saying, I'm not going to go to the inauguration, as some sort of hidden, discreet, secret message that he's telling people that they can go do violence at the inauguration. It's dishonest. That caller was dishonest. And he wasn't man enough to admit it on radio. Let's go to line two. Steve, by the way, you want to weigh in and you disagree with me, you get to go to the front of the line. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Steven from Portland,
Hello,
Oregon.
Kevin.
Hey, Steven.
Yeah, I'm ashamed to say that, Portland. Anyway.
Well, Portland had its troubles, did it not? I mean, come on. Everybody's upset that Nancy Pelosi's lectern got mishandled and that those guys got in and sat on her seat and all that other stuff. Nobody ever mentioned how upset they should have been when they were trying to burn down the federal courthouse in Portland for some 60 days in a row. Nobody mentions that. Kamala Harris never criticized that. Joe Biden never said that was bad. No, those were honorable protests destroying federal property. But today, because we had 60 people get into the Capitol, we're supposed to be all like, oh my gosh, our nation's falling apart. Go ahead.
Yes, it's insane. You know, I was listening to another station last night for a few minutes, and they came over with a tape last summer of Nancy Pelosi talking about the protesters, in front of the courthouse, and then it turned into a riot. They started burning everything. They were throwing glass bottles with concrete at the police.
Yep.
They busted that one cop's eye socket. He's blind for life.
Yep.
Got another cop got hit in the back of the head. Now he's got brain damage.
Yep.
One of the Trump supporters was shot in the street. And Nancy Pelosi says, well, they have a right to protest and they have a right to riot. They've got her on tape saying that. I hope Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and you and everybody find those tapes of Nancy Pelosi insinuating that they should go out and riot. And Kamala Harris was on there last night, too, and she said they have a right to because they have to express their feelings.
Yeah.
And she said they have a right to, and they're not going to stop. They're going to keep rioting, and they should.
No, Stephen, no, thank you for your call. I appreciate it, and you're right. Kamala said not only will they not stop, they shouldn't stop. Kamala said they should continue because they are angry, and their anger needs to be heard. Kevin McCullough, we're coming back. Kristen B. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on a food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
What a little moonlight can do.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. One of my favorite guests for the Ladies' Lounge is Kristen B. Tate. And earlier this week, I had a chance to ask her about how something very important. In fact, it was this book right here that she wrote last year, Liberal Invasion of Red State America, which documents how the migration is going from liberal states into red states and then changing things, which is what we saw in both the general election and in the Georgia runoff, how that affected. And I wanted to ask her straight up. So, Kristen, how exactly did the domestic migration issue affect election 2020?
Sure, yeah. I mean, it was really a perfect storm this year. So I wrote my book all about domestic migration last year. It came out in January of this year. These trends were already happening, but this year the trends really accelerated with COVID. In fact, some of the data of migration trends for this year was just released, and the top 10 cities that received the most domestic migration this year were all in Republican states, every single one of them. And the top 10 cities that lost people this year were all in blue states, every single one of them. So, you know, you have this domestic migration going on where people are leaving blue states because of the COVID lockdowns and also because they can work remotely, not to mention the high cost of living and the strangling taxation. But then, you know, there are other things going on here, too. Because of the pandemic, a lot of Republican governors rolled and allowed Democrats to change voting rules. So we now have mass mail-in ballots. You had race riots this year, and the Democrats really trying to divide people on race. So I think it was the perfect storm of domestic migration, mass mail-in voting, and racial division that allowed Democrats to really sweep these elections. And it's sad because this is going to have profound impacts for our country for maybe generations to come. I mean, a lot of people don't realize what the Democrats can actually do with unified control, but they can radically transform the country and its institutions. And it's very scary, and they can cement their power for years to come, especially if they add some states like Puerto Rico and Washington, D.C.
Well, and let's talk about just some of what they are going to try to do and what comes next. What do you think are their top hopes, intentions, desires if they are successful in consolidating both houses and the presidency?
Well, I think the first thing that's going to happen is we're going to see a push to remove the filibuster. Now, our only hope is going to be Joe Manchin, because Joe Manchin has said that he doesn't want to remove the filibuster, and he alone could prevent that from happening. So we're going to see if he's going to cave to his fellow left-wingers or if he's going to stand firm on that. Remember, he's from a very conservative state, so he could save us there. However, if he does cave and the filibuster goes, I mean, the laundry list of what these people will do is long and terrifying, including, you know, huge tax increases to fund their trillion-dollar programs, a Green New Deal, government-run health care, amnesty for millions of immigrants, illegal immigrants, which would create a permanent Democratic voting bloc, the addition of states, which would pack the Senate for Democrats. I mean, they will change this country fundamentally in ways that cannot be undone if they get this power. And Joe Manchin may be the only thing that stops them from doing that. Now, if they can't remove the filibuster, we're still going to see big tax increases. We'll probably still see some amnesty bills passed, but it will be a lot less damage than if they do remove that filibuster, in which case the sky is the limit for the Democrats.
Are there any other Democrats like Joe Manchin that are in potentially vulnerable areas that could be recruited?
That's a great question. I don't think so. I mean, I actually was going through the list of senators last night trying to find anyone who might be more moderate. And I think the party is just too strong. One thing that Democrats have always been good about is unifying. They always stick together, always, 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 whereas Republicans always infight and create little factions and have fights within their own party. And that has killed us in the last decade. The Democrats win because they unify. And all this stuff about, oh, a civil war in the Democratic Party, it's nonsense. The moderates, the Nancy Pelosi's, and the squad, they're all the same. They might have little squabbles here and there, but they always come together. We saw the squad vote for Pelosi as Speaker. That is how the Democrats win. And the Republicans better wake up and learn a lesson, because if we just sit in the corner fighting amongst ourselves, we're going to be squabbling with each other while the left fundamentally remakes this country.
Yeah, and, you know, even if people say, well, you know, Trump did so much for the courts, well, it's not going to matter if you end up adding Washington, D.C. and Puerto Rico as states and create, in essence, whatever kind of majority on the court that you want to have. I mean, they could put 150 judges on the court if they wanted to at that point.
That's exactly right. I mean, Trump was a great president in a lot of ways. I think he entered the culture war in a way that Republicans have been too scared to do. But in terms of his biggest accomplishments, unfortunately, a lot of those can be undone very easily. For example, the tax cuts, that's going to be gone. I mean, that's an easy one for a Biden administration to do away with. As you mentioned, the courts, another great accomplishment, but that can be undone if they add states. It's just, you know, the Democrats focus on fundamental radical change that can't be undone, like amnesty and, you know, all these fundamental shifts. And Ann Coulter said something that really stuck with me, which was, while Republicans were bickering about marginal tax rates, the left remade American culture. And that is so true.
That is incredibly true. And, friends, it doesn't just stay in the areas of taxes. When you have that consolidation of power, everything that you hold dear could be impacted and likely will be. We will see. Kristen B. Tate.
All right, so that was my discussion with Kristen B. Tate this week, and in the ladies' lounge tonight. I wanted to revisit that with you because I thought that what she says is really true. And I also spoke with John Solomon of Just the News, and he reminded me of this. You need a two-thirds majority, you need a supermajority to turn Washington, D.C. or Puerto Rico into states. Right now, there's nowhere near two-thirds of a majority in the Senate or the House to do that, because they're as closely divided as they've been in my lifetime. The House is five or six seats different from Democrats to Republicans, and the Senate is literally 50-50. If Joe Manchin votes with the Republicans on anything, Kamala Harris doesn't have to come over and cast the deciding vote. You're going to see probably the most diligent effort by governing bodies to try to work together, because neither one of them are going to get what they want all the time. They do have technically a majority as Democrats, but it's not going to necessarily always go their way. When the Ladies' Lounge on Radio Night Live continues, we're going to check in with Kelsey Bowler, who's got some very candid thoughts about the violence that we saw in Washington, D.C. at the Capitol. Broke my heart. I don't ever want to see our institutions treated that way. But we'll continue that from the naked, lone, bare streets of New York as we continue on Radio Night Live.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
As states continue to work to enact their coronavirus vaccination plans, President-elect Joe Biden says he intends to release all available vaccines when he gets into office. The Trump administration has held back the second doses of the Pfizer vaccine, saying it's necessary to guard against any manufacturing issues. Experts have criticized Biden's plans, saying that it could put timely delivery of those second doses at risk. Dr. Norman Baylor is a former official with the Food and Drug Administration, and he tells CNN that a lack of certainty of how long protection with the first dose lasts could create a problem for those waiting on a second shot.
It's risky because you don't know the duration of protection. So you have this population with one dose. You don't know how long that's going to last. So you have to hedge your bet, and you have to know, do I have vaccine coming? Do I have vaccine? Will I have vaccine available at that 21 days?
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 boys.
Great to have you with us. Welcome back to Radio Night Live. The Ladies Lounge continues, where we amplify the voices of some women in contemporary media that I feel like need to be heard a little bit more so. This last week, I spoke with Kelsey Bowler of the Independent Women's Forum and wanted to ask her. We spoke on the day after the kind of tragedy on Capitol Hill, and I wanted to know, as she was thinking these things through, her thoughts. She is also a contributor to the Daily Signal, has done work for the Heritage Foundation, and of course is on Fox News and Fox Business on a regular basis. This is how that conversation went.
We've had a hell of a journey. I hate it being this way. Oh my God, I hate it. From my point of view, he's been a consequential president.
That was Lindsey Graham, one of the frustrated members on Capitol Hill yesterday. Of course, now as we are discussing all of this, the certification has occurred. The Electoral College was certified. The inauguration is set for January the 20th. There is nothing left of anything related to the election of 2020 to move forward on, and don't listen to anybody on social media or anybody else that is still holding out some sort of conspiratorial, oh, there's going to be another 11th inning and the two outs in the bottom of the 11th in extra innings, it's going to happen. No, it's not. It's not going to happen. This is it. We are done. And it is going to be a Democratic, wholly controlled government. With both chambers of the Senate and House, and then, of course, the presidency. And here to discuss all of this is the aforementioned Kelsey Voller. She, particularly in her work with the Independent Women's Forum, I'm interested to get some perspective on today. Kelsey, welcome back. We have not wished you a Happy New Year yet in 2021 on the air, so Happy New Year, and thanks for doing this.
Happy New Year. It looks like 2021 might be equally as rocky as 2020.
Well, there were memes going around Twitter this morning. You probably saw some of them, but people are already asking for their money back, and can they just please be seated in 2022 already? If this was a plane ride, you're just, I guess, thankful that you didn't run into the air tower on the takeoff. I mean, it was about that bad. But let me go to this idea specifically, because we can talk about the chaos and kind of the obscene, mark that is against the country in every respect. But I am really more interested in looking forward, generally speaking. And I know that Joe Biden has been a little bit of an enigma thus far. He picked Dr. Susan Rice to be one of his esteemed advisors, probably wanted him for his vice president. But I heard that President Obama wanted Kamala, so that was the direction that he went. And Susan Rice is a pretty radical person. But he also picked Merrick Garland to come in and be the attorney general. And he certainly could have gone much more rabid in the Eric Holder type direction for that position, and he chose not to. What are you making of where we're headed with the Biden administration and kind of what we're seeing in terms of his picks, and specifically, how do they impact women thus far?
Well, the most immediate consequence of Republicans losing control of the Senate is that Biden will have an easy path to nominate anybody that he wants into cabinet-level positions. These positions need to be confirmed through the Senate, which we were hopeful that Republicans would maintain control in that sense, act as a check on the more far-left radical nominees that Joe Biden put forward. Now he can really put anybody he wants into these positions, which will have a huge effect on the country in terms of regulations that are handed down through this part of government that doesn't have such a watchful eye and much oversight on, because these are more the bureaucratic parts of our government that are run more under the radar. So
right.
That's going to happen first.
Those issues obviously didn't seem to, connect. And I have a hard time saying this, because while I say they didn't seem to connect, he got 11 million more votes than he did the 4 years previously. So, and I don't believe there's any way, shape, fashion, or form that Joe Biden got 80 million legitimate votes. So it's hard to guess all of that. But I'm guessing that we are going to see some changes in some of those areas. And maybe in a future discussion, you and I can go into a little bit more in-depth about what to expect. And maybe some ways that if women in particular are frustrated, they can say, hey, I want to get involved and begin to speak back, because I think we have to pivot and we have to start now cleaning voter rolls and getting things ready for 2022. Kelsey Voller, always appreciate your time. Thank you for being with us, and another Happy New Year to you, even in this early portion of 2021.
Thank you, Kevin. You as well.
Kevin McCullough, coming right back. Don't go away.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Final couple of segments before we call it a week. And if you enjoy Radio Night Live, by the way, we now have a weeknight version that you might want to ask your local radio station about. You might want to ask your local television station about, because we are on Monday through Fridays at 7 p.m. in the evenings. You can come back to my social media, such that it is, watch it with us. We're with you live Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. each weeknight. So I hope that you'll check that out. Yes, I was deplatformed by Twitter this week. And I don't know what Naz's point was last hour. They've deplatformed a ton of people for no other reason than the fact that they supported the president. And tonight we have more evidence of this. Amazon just announced about an hour ago that they are going to deplatform Parler from their Amazon store. Parler is an independent social media company that started a couple of years ago. I actually joined it not long after it began, but didn't work it thoroughly. Apple has also announced that they are following Google and Amazon's lead in removing the Parler app from their online store. Nonetheless, if you would still like to download the Parler app, go to Parler.com, P-A-R-L-E-R.com. And you, as a conservative, may interact with other people freely without this kind of infringement upon your right to free speech. And I don't really care what those of you who disagree with me think about that. You've got all the advantages of all of the corporate entities that are willing to choke your speech. And you can choke on it. Rush Limbaugh said something profound years ago. He said, when they try to take away your free speech, scream louder. Be more direct. Let me be as direct as I possibly can. You can all go eat rocks for all I care. You're not going to take America without a fight. And that's what the Patriots are here for. Let's go back to the phones. Jim is calling from Sacramento, listening to AM 1380 tonight, one of my wonderful 300 affiliates out there that make us the most syndicated and most listened to weekend radio show in America. Jim, thank you for being here. What's your thought?
Before peace with you, everywhere you are, everywhere you go, all around you.
And why do you give me that blessing tonight, Jim?
The point is, I see future. Many people don't believe. I see future now. Mega union. Everywhere. Mega union. Mega newspaper. Mega TV. Mega internet. Mega takeover. Peace with you, Mr.
Jim, where are you from?
I'm not scared.
Jim, where are you from?
I'm not citizen. 40 years I'm California, but I want to go be mega citizen.
So where did you come before California? I didn't understand you.
The place they make coup d'etat. Exactly start 10, 12 years ago. Remember, change coming. But change.
Well, what makes you so concerned about America tonight? What you're seeing?
I have no place to go. I have no place to go.
There's nothing no places. Yeah, after we America, where is it?
We are 10 million refugees run away from dictators. Now here they want to make dictators. They welcome. Already they clean up all the jail, make empty. But they must be 100,000 more jails because too many people going after them. They cannot run away. No place they cannot run. Just we are waiting. They start. We don't start. We are good defenders. This is my land. I don't care. I'm a citizen or not. 4 years I work here hard. I'm over 7 years old.
Wow.
No one cannot scare me. From who?
Well, Jim, I'm grateful. Thank you for your call tonight, and thank you for your kind words. And I want that to be the future for America. I want America to be blessed and prosperous and hopeful. But above all of that, I would trade all of that, by the way, if we could have a guarantee of freedom. Because I actually believe that freedom is worth defending. I actually believe, I know that there are people in Washington, D.C. tonight that sit in congressional seats, people like AOC. who think that freedom is just a funny little idea, that really what people want is they want freebies from the government. And in exchange for those freebies, and let's face it, a lot of us in America are just big lazy butts. Like, we don't want to do what we need to do to be successful. And so if it means, well, okay, you get to tell me what to do, but you're going to give me all this free stuff, I'll take the free stuff. These are the kind of lazy, no-brain people that participate in the cheating schemes that took place in Philadelphia and Detroit and Washington and other places. Lazy, dumb, uneducated, or if they are educated, you know, refusing to believe what the truth is, that freedom costs something. And they don't see it in the beginning because they don't stand for anything. But if they believe anything that runs counter to the narrative, if they understand any part of their life that is now going to be different than what it would have been if those freedoms had not been infringed upon, well, they'll wake up someday and they'll say, wow, how did that happen? I'll tell you how it happened. You let your lazy self go to sleep on the job. Freedom is something that we must vigilantly defend all the time. And when government tries to take it away, we have to say, no, that's not yours to take. And friends, we've given up. This is a nation that this last year, we were told that the election was going to be stolen from us. We watched it be stolen. We said, hey, wait, that's stolen. And we were told, you can't have access to the evidence that proves it. And we were okay with it. That's the end. Coming right back. More of your calls next.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. If you're watching on Biz TV, go back to that shot there for a second, Nick. This is a sad, sad thing. That is Times Square, where the ball dropped. Of course, Mayor de Blasio got to dance, you know, one-on-one with his wife. Nobody else was around. But that is an empty Times Square on a fairly cold January night. But it's just so unlike New York. And we're dealing with a lot of difficulty right now. Our governor can't even figure out, after he killed 20,000 grandmas, that he should probably let seniors get the vaccine fairly quickly. You know, he really struggles with the obvious stuff. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Taking your calls, the entire social media universe is trying to deplatform not only President Trump, but anybody that thought anything he did was even good. I had 150,000 followers on Twitter that this week I was told were poof gone because I criticized Twitter for taking President Trump offline. Let's go to line one. Vince is in Georgia. Vince, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough. Nice to have you with us on Radio Night Live.
Well, hey, Kevin, it's nice to be with you. You know, a lot of times you hear people say, well, the First Amendment doesn't apply to Twitter and Facebook, and because they're not the government, and that is true. However, basically, the Twitter and Facebook became the de facto public square because they used the government's protection of...
Yeah. They became monopolies, and then they had the 230 protections, and when you have those two things combined, you are, in essence, the public square.
That's exactly right. So they use the government to basically eliminate all of the competitors, and then once they had a stranglehold on the public square, then they started carving off all of the people that they don't like. And so when people say they're not bound by the First Amendment, I say actually they are. Because they've done this, they use the government to become as powerful as they are, and as a result, they should be limited by what the First Amendment says. Although I would say I didn't think it was a good idea to get rid of 230 altogether. But what I did think is that if a company does not play by its rules, which means if they actually exercise editorial control, which 230 tells them that they're not supposed to do, if they do, then they lose the protection. And
yeah.
Once they lose the protection, then they become liable.
But they're not going to lose it now, Vince, because they've got no one in Washington for the at least next 2 years that have any interest in seeing that happen. And it's going to require citizens holding their representatives accountable and responsible and actually pushing for those changes in order for that to occur. Now, I'm an optimist. I believe that America can, in fact, do that. And thank you for the call. But, friends, it's going to require more of you and I than it ever has before. We're going to have to get involved. We're going to have to get congressmen and senators elected in 2022. We're going to have to say no to Jack Dorsey, Zuckerberg, and all the others. I'm Kevin McCullough. I'm really honored to have you with us on Saturdays. Thank you for being here. I'll be back on Monday night at 7 if you want to come join us on social media. Have a good one.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you
you want if you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch? We can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.